G'day everyone, and thanks for tuning into The Journey. Hope you're having a great weekend wherever you are right around the country. We've hit mid-June and winter is upon us, so I hope you're keeping nice and warm wherever you are right around the country. Mind you, some of our listeners around the country don't have to worry about keeping warm. They just put on a thicker T-shirt, I think. Some of our listeners from up north. And a big g'day to all our listeners, whether you're from the north or the south or even over there in WA. We've got a great show lined up for you today, so I hope you're ready for it.
Oh, love it, Jude. Thicker T-shirt. Yeah, wherever you are listening in your car, you might be cruising around via live streaming, or if you're tuning in via podcast, it's great to have you listening to this week's show. Now, Jude, I know we've got people tuning in from all over the country. That's AFL right. Territory, yeah. Go the Swans. Yeah. NRL territory, go the Mighty Roosters.
Settle down.
You definitely know where my allegiances are.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
And my allegiances in Game 2 of the State of Origin, go the Mighty Blues. That's coming up next Wednesday. What a great game, that first one. Game 2 is going to be an absolute beauty. So I reckon we're in for a great spectacle indeed. Anyway, how's your week been, Jude?
Yeah, really good, mate, and I agree with you. I can't wait for State of Origin. I think people right around the country are really keen to see if the Blues can actually have a win. Well, not everyone. There's lots of people are Guinness, that's for sure. I think most of our listeners, will they be from down in Victoria or some of our listeners over in WA, and certainly those who listen in from up in Queensland, they'll all be shouting the Blues down, but as you and I are hoping, we're hoping Wednesday is finally a different result after years and years of misery.
Well, I'm really confident, Jude. Tell us about the show in detail this week, mate.
Well, got a great show lined up this week. We've got some fantastic inputs from Sister Hilda, of course. Trish McCarthy's going to be back on the show. We're going to hear from Sam Clear. We've also got a really good input this week again from Dr. Byron and Francine Parola, just with great tips for marriage and living well.
Looking forward to it. It is indeed going to be a great show. First up, we're going to hear from Father Ken Cave with the reflection on this week's Sunday Gospel reading.
And that'll be followed by a great song, The Cost by Wren Collective. Great song in this Pentecost season.
So let's get into it. Faith, hope, love and life. You're on the journey.
Here's this week's reflection on the Gospel.
This week we celebrate Trinity Sunday, the Holy Trinity, three persons in one God. Really, it's too much for our minds to handle. The greatest theologians and philosophers in history have had to acknowledge their inadequacy in the face of such an awesome mystery. And maybe that's the point. God isn't some thing to be dissected and understood. God is some one to be worshipped and adored. In the first reading today, Moses points us to this. God gave him a glimpse of his glory, and it moved Moses to bow to the ground and worship. God proclaimed his name and revealed his nature, merciful, gracious, slow to anger, rich in kindness and fidelity. It was just one little glimpse of divine mercy and kindness. Moses saw only God's back, but it was enough to bring Moses to his knees in humble adoration. As we celebrate Trinity Sunday, try to sense God's presence in these ways. Contemplate his love, his mercy, and his glory. And as you're contemplating them, look for the Spirit to give you more insight, deeper healing, and more love. Then, like Moses, bow down before God in worship. Thank him for his faithfulness. Praise him for being slow to anger. Honor him for his kindness. Truly we serve an awesome, merciful God. Let our prayer today be, Lord, you are far beyond my understanding. Expand my capacity to know you as I worship you today. Father, Son, and Spirit.
Faith, hope, love, and life. This is The Journey.
Desires, I'll leave myself behind and fall.
together on the journey. Faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness. Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
There used to be a wonderful cassette tape on the late 1980s. It was called Symphony of Australian Birds. Maybe you've heard it too. Somehow the technicians managed to get this wonderful music to fit the various Australian bird calls onto it. Let me tip you off. The very best part of this cassette tape was the very last bit, where it was a huge chorus of Australian birds. Truly, it'd bring tears to your eyes. I've been thinking lately that prayers like that, there's such beautiful music playing in all our hearts, and we give out a cry for help, an odd word, a glance in the direction of God, a silence, whatever. And yet so often, you and I lament our prayer. It's not satisfactory, we say. It's not good enough, we mistakenly think. We forget that our part in this symphony needs to be truly our part, as we really are at any given time. And you and I, we're so different at every minute of the day, aren't we? We don't need to pray like anybody else. And the very part that is ours, we must remember, is accompanied by the music of God, the prayer of God already playing in our hearts, blending and measuring itself to us. Don't you wish you were God? Wouldn't you love to listen to it? Perhaps one day we will.
You're listening to The Journey. We just heard from the lovely Sister Hilda Scott with her Wisdom from the Abbey. It's always great to hear from Sister Hilda. I've been lucky enough to meet her personally. And this week it was all about God's symphony.
Yeah, she's really popular. Got a big following with her Wisdom from the Abbey all around Australia. And before that, we heard from Father Ken, a Franciscan friar, with his message on the gospel for the Feast of the Holy Trinity.
Coming up on the show, Phil Wickham. Really love his music. Yeah. We're going to hear Joy.
Yep.
Again, Jude, another great song, hot on the heels of our celebration of the Feast of Pentecost.
Isn't it what? Love Phil Wickham stuff. After that, it'll be time to listen to Trish McCarthy. And Trish is going to have a segment that's going to give us some really practical advice for healthy, happy gospel living. And this week, she's going to remind us that our loving God wants to be known by us and for us to recognise that in our daily walk with God.
Sounds awesome. Looking forward to it. Faith, hope, love and life. You're tuned to The Journey.
For help, and you turn your ear to hear me.
listening to The Journey, music, interviews and wisdom for living life to the full. And now it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
Our God is a creative God and uses many ways to get our attention. Our God is a God that wants to be known and loved. John Powell, author and priest, says there are five ways through which God can enter and touch our lives. These include, but may not be limited to, 1, our emotions. Being aware of our emotions and movements throughout the day can help us identify where God is moving in our hearts and lives. Take time to reflect on your emotions at the end of each day. What gave you life? What disturbed you? 2 is our imagination. When we combine our intuition with creative expression, it gives birth to new life and engages sacred imagination. 3, our memory. When we remember aspects of our life, for example, where God has worked, or where we have been loved or experienced powerful, transformative circumstances, or something continues to come to mind, God may wish to bring something to our attention. 4, our senses. God is a sensual God. God has given us the gifts of smell, sight, taste, touch, and sound to experience all of life and encounter Him. Draw us closer through these gifts. And 5 is our will. When we take time to discover the deepest desires of our hearts, we often find that they are too what God desires for us. God wants the best for us, and when we align our hearts and mind with God's, we see a beautiful plan unfold and freedom experience to live life to the full, absent from many fears that hold us back. Take some time to be aware of and play with these today, and listen to God's loving guidance through these gifts.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
There is power, power here in this hour, this hour. We're all together, together, waiting here as one. There is power, power here in this hour, this hour. We're all together, together, waiting here as one. hour. We're all together, together, waiting here as one. It's burning in my soul. It's burning in my soul.
Welcome back to The Journey. I hope you're enjoying the show today, wherever you are, right around the country, either live through your local Christian radio, online, or podcast. You just heard Burning in My Soul by Matt Maher.
Jude, it probably goes without saying, lots of things going on right around the world at the moment. There's Christians coming under attack for living their faith. Scary times. You've got to think how lucky we are here in Australia. You look around the world, Syria, Africa, lots of places in the Middle East. It can be tough being Christian, Jude.
Yeah, and you know what, Dave? You can get a little bit blasé about it when you see all this footage and things going on overseas, and you get a bit desensitised to all this sort of stuff, but there are literally millions of people around the world who are really copping it for witnessing to their faith in Jesus, and it doesn't matter what denomination you're in, Christians right around the world are increasingly facing a lot of opposition, and sometimes for standing up to their faith, they're paying with their lives, mate. You know, I met some of the wonderful people from Open Doors, that organisation that looks out for where this is happening right around the world, and they've got this world watch list that identifies all of these areas around the world where we need to support Christians, where we need to pray for Christians, and really make sure that the world knows the sort of stuff that's going on.
Yeah, Jude, we can get blasé and complacent, and I was reminded of that recently when I was lucky enough to hear Father Emmanuel speak from Rwanda, talking about the genocide that went on 20-odd years ago, and it really brings it home, and we realise how lucky we are here in Australia.
Yeah, I know he's doing a tour right around Australia at the moment, so keep your eye out for that wherever you are right around Australia. He's travelling right around the country to remind us of that and remind us of the need to pray for each other right around the world.
It was also an amazing story of reconciliation and love as well, Jude.
Absolutely. Anyway, mate, we better get on with the show. Let's all remember to pray for Christians, particularly those who are persecuted right around the world. Faith, hope, love and life. You're on the journey.
We were born to embrace, not accept it. We were given nothing more, so we kept it. As the colors of our boots keep fading, we live a life that we hate without saying. Who would listen to the cries of a poor man? Never done nothing, how can we be something? Every heart has an hour of existence. Every breath brings a chance for redemption. Yeah.